You are listening to The Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast. Number
167, Alchemy, interview with Julia Winter.
This is Rod. Welcome back. I hope you're having a great summer. I couldn't resist playing Summertime by Brother Love. That was a little clip. Stay tuned at the end. I'll play the full song. It's one of the most popular pop rock tracks on the PodSafe Music Network. Summertime by Brother Love. This podcast is sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. I also invite you to follow me on Twitter. My handle is RodsPods. As always, I post links to all of the things we talk about on my show notes at www.rodspulsepodcast.com. Well, if you've listened to my podcast in the past, you know that I interview some of the big players in academic technology, e-learning, but I also like to identify small, new startup companies that have a really promising app or program that can be used to help students learn. Alchemy is one of those. I discovered Alchemy because they won an award recently. I interview Julia Winter, CEO and founder of Alchemy. Alchemy combines game design with deep understanding of how students learn. They use digital learning tools to provide an intuitive learning experience that encourages students to explore and experiment with concepts. They've gamified learning, and in this case, chemistry. If you remember how difficult organic chemistry was in high school or college, you can really appreciate a program that allows students to gamify the learning of these difficult three-dimensional topics by manipulating molecules and elements on their mobile phone. So without further ado, here's my interview with Julia Winter. So Julia, thank you so much for joining me today to tell me about your company and your software.
Yeah, it's good to join you, Rod.
Refresh my memory and tell our audience, where are you located?
We are in a suburb of Detroit, so in southeast Michigan.
Okay. And before I jump into the sort of the nitty-gritty of what your software is, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved.
Well, I am a 25-year educator, teaching actually at a private school, a private high school that has a very extensive science curriculum. And I taught AP Chem, so general chemistry, and then a full year of organic chemistry at this high school. So always been in education, and my husband's a research professor at Wayne State University in chemistry. So started this company to try to build new technology to help teachers and students in chemistry. In higher ed.
In higher ed. So that's great. I work at a science university, a university of the sciences. So I certainly appreciate the effort you have to do to teach. To be honest, organic chemistry was not my favorite topic. I wish we had some of these tools when I was coming through school.
Well, that's what most people say when I say, and we're focusing first on chemistry and especially organic chemistry. There's a lot of times people raise their hand and goes, that's why I am a banker, because of organic chemistry or something like that. So there's a big need. I started this company. I didn't even know that value and proposition were two words that went together. And now I realize that the true value proposition is solving this problem of understanding spatial concepts. And we can do that with our software.
Right. Right. I tend to be a visual learner, too. And I know, we talk about students have different learning styles. So before we get into like the technology, what's the basis of your pedagogy and your philosophy in helping students learn?
Well, you know, the interesting piece is for years, I was pretty much a stand and deliver kind of teacher. I would be upfront, very interactive, but really, you know, not a lot of student-led work, but always very interactive in presentations and of course, with chemistry labs. But I started working with our CTO of Alchemy, Joe Engelin, And, you know, he brought in this more open-ended learning philosophy of games. And I actually think the really interesting part has been the transformation of me from a didactic kind of teacher to one where it's about learning through experimentation. So we joke that that's the real alchemy of alchemy, is combining this subject matter expertise with the game-based learning approach of experimentation.
Right. Now, did you start, you mentioned already that you taught in high school. Is there much difference between teaching a high school student organic chemistry as opposed to, a college student? I mean, they must be pretty much the same.
Well, they are. At my high school, the organic chemistry course was their third year of chemistry. And so they were just 1 year shy of a freshman in college. So the one difference was I would teach 12 to 15 students at a time. So it would be exactly the same curriculum as college, only with, you know, a hands-on teacher being guiding them along the way.
Right. You know, I can imagine going from a lecture-based didactic approach to anything else. Was there a certain aha moment you had, or what made you to decide that you've got to improve upon this and you've got to do it in a different way?
I think what happened was I decided one summer to take and transform my my lessons to a boot camp class. So I started my own summer school. And during that time, my goal was to actually make it a little more accessible than to the students who could afford my expensive private high school. So I did a summer school course of my own. And when I was teaching that, you know, I worked with a couple former students and we made one of my activities into an online game. And I realized, wow, this actually, like, students would say, can I have that game again? So from that, I decided there had to be something. And I actually was never a game player, not at all. So I just said, there's something to this. And I actually filed a provisional patent on 5 different ideas and hired a consulting firm. And from that consulting firm, I now have my 2 co-founders. And we have been working together since then. And that was almost 4.5 years ago.
I see. Well, that's great. That's great that you took that leap. So are you? I assume you're full time with us now. Do you still do traditional teaching?
No, once we got we were funded by the National Science Foundation through the SBIR, the Small Business Innovative Research Program. So once we got that grant, I left my classroom. I was down to 2 classes. And then in January of 2016, with the first grant, and we also got some outside funding from an accelerator in Boulder called MergeLane. So as of like January 20th, 2016, I have been full time on this endeavor.
Okay, great. So tell us a little bit more about how it works. I assume it's a web-based product. Is there an app that you download? What does it look like to the student and to the instructor?
Well, it's going to be the other way around. We are mobile first.
Okay.
So we program for iOS and Android, and then we can program for the web, but we, you know, our goal here is to really make a tactile experience where students play around with bonds and electrons it's really a beautiful experience. And as they play, we actually capture the data from the movement of the bonds and electrons on the screen. And that is being processed through machine learning analytics to build a new way of assessing understanding. So students can get real-time feedback as they play, but as they play, our data platform gets smarter and smarter, and we can actually add adaptive features to our products. And we have more than one product. The interesting piece that we're moving toward is augmented reality, mobile augmented reality molecular construction tool that has come out of our initial app called Mechanisms for Organic Chemistry.
Wow. Does that mean that it would be a little bit more like manipulating 3D objects instead of 2D on the screen?
Absolutely. We opted to build in mobile augmented reality just because it allows students true accessibility. So you don't need any special tools, no special, you know, no visors or anything, but mm-hmm. also because students can watch each other build, it sparks discussion. So that's why we have focused on development, first mobile and then with mobile AR.
So from the instructor's point of view, did they just let students loosen, you know, here's a game to play, or how does the faculty interact with the students and the, do they sort of piece together a curriculum, or is it just, anyway, you tell me how that works.
Okay, well, our signature app through the SBIR Phase 2 grant is called Mechanisms. It was just released in March at the American Chemical Society meeting in New Orleans. So since that time, we've been interviewing faculty, demoing the tool, and then hearing how they would use it in classes. Now, we do have some pilots running at Grand Valley State University, at University of California at Irvine, at Wayne State University. All three of these instructors are using it in a different way, which is really, you know, heartening to see. The curriculum is built by the content team of Alchemy, but then the faculty will use the learning tool a different way. At UC Irvine, it's in a completely flipped classroom. So in other words, she uses it as part of an active learning class. At Wayne State University, they used it more as a supplement, as a homework system after class or to study before a test. So she just let them decide how to use it and then took data for homework.
Very interesting. Yeah. So it's... seems like it's very flexible, and people can see different ways to use it. That's great. You mentioned that use machine learning. And of course, that's such a buzz phrase these days. I'm very interested in AI and machine learning. Can you tell me a little bit more about how that works and what platform you use to do that?
Well, it's just now starting, because to make machine learning work, you need to have data. And so since we've just released the app in March, and right now we're at about 3,000 users, not all active all at once. But as we move into the fall, we anticipate far more students using it more actively. We'll be working with a company called IAI, who has done machine learning for the Department of Defense apps. So they're part of our NSF grant.
Oh, I see.
So
that's cool.
It's just now starting the data collection and synthesis.
I see. Very neat. I saw on your website something called the Epiphany Platform. Can you tell me what that's all about?
If you think about it, we build different tool sets for different courses, starting first with chemistry, but we've already mapped out some physics applications and even engineering. So think of those tool sets as cartridges, and the Epiphany platform is how you tie them together with our data. So the dashboard, the machine learning pathways, the competency-based assessment is what Epiphany is. So Epiphany can go across disciplines.
I see.
And it comes actually from my teaching, because I would teach students and when you really understand something, the epiphany happens, especially with organic chemistry. So we always had a joke in class that they were always praying for the epiphany. And so that was actually came directly from my teaching and my students going, Mrs. Winter, when is the epiphany going to happen? I like just keep praying for that epiphany. And it usually happens, like, boom, they get it.
Yeah.
And so that's where that comes from.
Now, of course, I haven't directly experienced your software, but I've looked at some of your videos and looked at your website. So I can sort of imagine how you grab different elements and form a compound, and they they would, I guess, snap together based on the rules of chemistry? Is that how it works?
Yeah. A concept called mechanisms is an underlying method for teaching organic chemistry. It really is mapping the movement of electrons in bonds through a reaction. And when you use these, they're actually called curved arrow or curved arrow notation. When you use this curved arrow notation in organic chemistry, you can get by without as much memorization because you understand underlying principles. So mechanisms, the app, actually takes that underlying principle and turns it into a game-based experience. Students will play around and move electrons, make bonds, break bonds to reach goals. And the goals are given in the app. And then when they hit the all the goals, they get stars. So they right now they're being assessed with these beautiful little stars that pop up when they hit the goal.
Oh, I see. So that's the reward that they get. That's the grade, so to speak.
Right now, yes.
You mentioned again going back to machine learning and data analytics. How do you assess the students? Is it how many stars they get, or can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Right now, the assessment is on stars, and that's with my content team building the pedagogy. Now, every single move a student makes, both right and wrong, throughout those moves is being captured in an anonymous platform. So all the data is anonymized. And that data is what's feeding our Epiphany platform and the machine learning analytics.
I see.
So the goal is to take those moves, map them against subject matter experts, so we can then compare moves that a novice would make, moves that, an intermediate student would make, and build a method to move those students through the different concepts, and actually then give instructors feedback as to when a group of students is moving through pathways in an expert fashion. We can say your teaching has been effective, or they've mastered this concept. So the goal is actually to add very tight grain-sized assessment technology into the Epiphany platform to give back to students and to instructors.
So there's no separate grading or quizzes involved?
Actually, the students, you know, they will know when they've made a correct move. Sometimes it automatically corrects if they make a wrong move. Sometimes it gives a hint if they made a wrong move. And sometimes it hints for them to go forward a different way. So they get little bits of assessment. So formative assessment is built right into the platform and into the learning tools. So the grade that... it's not like a multiple choice quiz. You're playing a puzzle and trying to solve the puzzle. And in solving the puzzle, you learn the mechanism, or you learn the structure in case of our augmented reality construction tool.
This really sounds fascinating. Boy, it sounds like a great tool, because it's a really tough subject to visualize. You know, I came across you and your company when I saw that you were a finalist for the Milk and Pen business plan competition?
That was last year. Yeah, we were a finalist for the Milk and Pen GSE business plan competition in 2017. And the folks in Philadelphia have been huge supporters of Alchemy from the get-go. And now we're looking at next week. We're pitching at the XR Education Challenge Prize, which is a Gates Foundation funded prize for leading companies in XR technology, which includes augmented reality, AR, virtual reality, VR, and mixed reality.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great. Best of luck on that. That would be fantastic. I'll give a little bit of a plug for another similar app, but it reminds me of what you're doing, except in algebra.
Oh, okay.
It's called Algebra by Hand.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
In fact, it was more than a year ago, I interviewed Michael Eisman, and he has a very interesting story. I always like to give him a plug, too. He was a research scientist for DuPont, and, you know, he used to do some volunteer teaching underprivileged high school students algebra, and he retired and he learned how to program, and he built an app that was very much like yours in the sense that he gamified it, and you can drag and drop the different parameters of different equations and teach that way. So it just reminded me of this sort of hands-on, almost like physical movement when you get your body into these things, and it seems to help, I think, people visualize and to get these concepts.
Yeah, there's an interesting concept called embodied cognition, which actually has, so learning has a physical component. And some of the researchers that we're working with actually have studied that those kind of like gesture-based learning, even for, very, very theoretical subjects. But if you think about it, you remember your right-hand rule that you use in physics. If you can build some of that embodied cognition into theoretical ideas like chemistry or even engineering, then you get to learn a different way. So it's a really interesting concept, and testing that kind of cognition with augmented reality and or virtual reality is really a cool piece of the research that we are going to be looking at with our AR learning tools.
Well, that's great. I always learn things when I do these interviews, and I'd never heard of that. What do you call it again?
Embodied cognition.
Cognition. It certainly makes a lot of sense. People talk with their hands, and there's a connection, I think, between these concepts and embodiments. Well, listen, I want to be respectful of your time. I think you have a really interesting product, and looks like you're just at the beginning of developing this and working this out. And I certainly wish you the best, and good luck on this next competition.
Right. Thank you. Well, I don't think we're at the beginning, because we're planning on being in 30 to 50 schools by September. So.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, because we have released it and we have done a lot of demos with faculty, and there's a lot of excitement both from the instructors and the students on a fully formed product for organic chemistry.
Great. But then there's the other subjects, right?
Oh, that's the next step. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, fantastic. Well, listen, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Rod, for reaching out on Twitter.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. It sounds like a very promising company and product line, so I wish them the best of luck. Stay tuned for the full song Summertime by Brother Love. So until next time, have a great week. When I was young, I'm talking about the good times, just you and me. Was all we ever cared about. We had it all, we had it all. Oh, I'm talking about the good times. Drinking all day, drinking all night, dancing by the firelight. Come on, because you are as hot as hell. You know that you are beautiful.
that's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog or send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company.